Does your computer sound like this? Well, imagine if it sounded like this.
Hello, and welcome to the MIDI Music Adventure Show, and with me, Andrew, and I'm joined on Team Talk by my friend Quinn, and hello, and Arfie should be joining us, and possibly my friend Pete may download Team Talk and try to join in a little later.
Let's hope. More people is always fun.
Yeah, exactly. So,
by the way, I noticed by your user listing that you are also joining us.
Who?
You said Andrew is joining us.
I did?
Yes, you did.
I said Arfie, I thought.
No, it sounded like you said yourself. But then again, we know my hearing is terrible.
Well, I am joining. So there.
Hey.
I'll be joining later as well.
I think they call that plausible deniability. I'm not
yes.
totally sure on that.
Just getting some wires out of my way. So, I think, last week we finished the second episode of Hector, I think. Or did we start the third one?
I'm quite sure we did. In fact, I very vividly seem to remember that.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Let's go here.
The reason I remember is because I remember thinking the end to number two was kind of abrupt.
Yeah. Well, either way, we're playing episode three of Hector. Beyond reasonable doom. Can Hector escape his squalid demise and stagger back to Clapper's Reek to save it from extinction? Or not? Adjusting the compressor for this game. I find it seems to always need a little adjusting. Let's try that. That should be good. Now, game one or game two? I think game one. Yep, this looks correct.
Well, that's some interesting music.
Isn't it? Yeah, so that's right. We were running around in episode 3 already. We're at Clapfest. Yay! Listen to that music.
It almost kind of, reminds me of certain music that you might hear on a really old movie involving people shopping in a mall.
Yeah. I like this music. Let's see, I gotta get the TBRN messengers going. Bear with me. Oh, look at that. It's quite a change up. This music is amazing.
It is.
I like that, like, little bass line in the middle that's quiet. Or yes. Whatever it is.
It's so perfect for the occasion. Great on hold music.
Yeah. Okay. So, we are live on the Messenger, live at tbrn.net for MSN, TBRN live for AIM, 1-866-558-TBRN on the telephone.
So see. Perfect.
So, what have we got in our inventory? Oh! There you go. We have a call. Greetings. Uh-oh. It's possible I may have screwed something up, because I don't hear anything. Oh, wait. I do hear the phone coming through, but I don't hear you, Brian. Something's wrong with his phone, I think. Now I don't hear anything. Let me look at my levels over here. This should be all correct. Yeah, it looks like all my ins and outs are correct. But I don't hear him at all. I'm gonna have to hang up. You try calling again. Brian tried to call us, but I don't know. Maybe something's wrong with the phone. I want to look at the preferences of the thing here.
I believe he's using a certain VoIP provider whose app icon has a blue background.
It looks, yeah, all my settings look correct, so. Oh. Hello! I do hear you. You're coming through. Not super, but coming through nonetheless. How's it going?
Oh, good. What happened last time?
On the show? Last time we were playing, we finished episode 2, I guess, of Hector, and we started episode 3. How do you like this telephone music?
And why are you playing telephone music for?
What's that?
Why are you playing telephone music for?
It's part of the background music to the game right now.
It's like liquid gold in a convenient squeezy tube.
So what's going on?
And the reason why I'm calling you guys today is because Zerg couldn't do a show today because she has a bad cold.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Well, I guess we hope that he feels better.
Yes, and how come you guys are not doing a Halloween show?
It's not Halloween.
Well, that is true.
Well, maybe I'll play, depending on how quickly we beat this, maybe we can play something a little scarier.
Oh, man, I'm thinking of Left 4 Dead right now.
Ah. Hmm. I was thinking more along the lines of Bioshock.
And I can see how that would be appropriate.
Bioshock, or maybe Bioshock 2. Or, Doom 3.
Ah, yes, that would also be appropriate. Very appropriate.
What do you think, Brian? Bioshock or Doom?
I think I know what kind of game you guys should play.
Oh?
I think you guys should play a very scary game like Final Fantasy VII.
Final Fantasy VII?
Yeah.
That's not scary at all. What's scary about Final Fantasy?
Well, it's not scary in the beginning. But when you reach the final boss,
yeah,
you're acting very differently.
I don't know. I've never beaten any Final Fantasy game.
Why?
Not really a fan. I tried to play Final Fantasy VII on PC when it came out,
and how was it?
I got stuck in one area and I just couldn't continue, so I gave up and never played it again.
You got stuck in one area and you gave up?
Yeah, it was just boring. Kind of like all those Elder Scrolls games, where I just don't understand. They're just really boring to me.
Well, I don't mind playing the Final Fantasy games.
The other problem with those is, I mean, they're not really conducive to a audio show, I think.
They tend to be very circuitous.
They're very text-based. You know, and until the day comes...
Don't talk at all.
Yeah, until the day comes where it's like either I can have a bunch of my friends here to read different characters to do like a game that doesn't have voiceover, which would be really cool.
That would be.
But, like, yeah. Maybe someday we should have a TBRN East Coast gathering.
Oh, yes.
And we can do like a game, an older game that has no voiceover. So, and everyone can play a different couple of characters. That would be cool.
That would be fun because it would give me a chance to practice a bunch of my really bad fake accents.
So.
Yes, that might be cool.
Yeah. So, I think we're going to try and continue then and see if we can beat Hector here and then start Doom or something.
Yes, and I'll talk again soon then, Andrew.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye,
see ya. Take care.
Oh, that music was amazing that whole time.
Yeah. Let's see, so what are our objectives? Let's see. So now there's the FOD. There's now a car in this little kiosk that says Win on it. It's a nice gold car, and there's looks like a
Cheddar's got nothing on him.
Talk to Bellamy Barmer.
Hmm.
Sir, I'm gonna have to ask you to move your illegally parked skip. All right, it's apparent you won't shut up till I ask. What's the contest? So what does it cost to enter this scam? Keep smiling, Goldie.
All right. It's apparent you won't shut up until I ask. What's the contest?
I'm so glad you asked. This exceptional British-made British classic is filled to the brim with a British breakfast standard. All you need to do is tell me this. How many baked beans did we cram into this 1965 vintage beanie? Hang on, you mean this rust bucket is full of baked beans? Yep, chockers to the absolute hilt. The question is, how many?
If it were how many beans I could cram it to be gob, I could get behind a contest like that.
What do I win? By the beanie, of course.
But who the hell would want to win a car full of baked beans?
Who wouldn't, you mean?
So, how long did it take you to count them all?
Me? I didn't count them. I have a life. Besides, I wasn't trusted with that information, not after I accidentally raffled St. Martha's Church at their recent fundraiser.
What, the old church?
Yep, and the parishioners were mighty peeved when they turned it into a gentleman's club.
Well, if it's any consolation, they got their divine retribution in the end. So what does it cost to enter this scam?
It's absolutely free of charge.
Now you're speaking my language.
Would you care to hazard a guess? Come on, it's not like I'm asking you to donate a lung.
Normally, I don't get suckered into gimmicks like this, but all your swanky talk has me convinced my losing streak is over.
Oh, my.
Okay, I'll
make
a guess.
That's expecting a lot.
Fire away.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. All right, I'm picking this choice.
6.022 times 10 to the 23rd.
Nice.
Yes, something tells me this contest has a mole. Best one today by far. Take a glance over there at what you could have won.
I guess that was wrong.
Keep smiling, Goldie.
You too, Stainy.
Talk to murderer.
So the infamous coach poker finally caught after all this time.
Hmm?
Do you know how many people I had to wrongly accuse before we finally arrested you? Answer, a lot. You've poked your last coach, creep.
Okay.
Beer o'clock, I believe so. That's the trampy Tim I know and love.
He's just pouring paint all over the children.
Oh.
Alright, now if I recall, we were trying to enter Lambert into the gurning contest.
Hmm. This
she
is
says
weird.
He ain't
I don't
ugly
that.
Enough. Don't get that at all. And he needs a breath in round his neck.
Okay.
But look who up here now. See? Success, yo, on the mic. This is what it looked like.
Oh my goodness.
From Blind Vendetta's second album, Success Yo. Hey guys, how about a Def Vendetta?
Over here on lead guitar, give it up for Colin.
Give it up, indeed. What the? Oh, great. More dodgy happenings I've got to turn a blind eye to.
Let's see. Let's take the need fix sign.
You never know when you'll need a quick fix.
Oh,
that's weird.
Hey, quick, put it away. Thanks for dropping in, Mr. Fix. It appears whatever you just did has fixed the problem. Yep, smooth as a cucumber. Once again, thanks for the fix.
Why is he talking like he's on a bad daytime TV drama? Ah, you're wasting away. When's the last time you had a good meal?
I don't have much of an appetite these days. Except for the regular delivery of the good stuff from Mr. Fix, of course.
What good stuff? You mean pastrami?
Mm.
I just heard a lot of sniffing back there, and I know I love the smell of a good pastrami.
Heh. Yeah, pastrami. Call it what you like.
So, can I have some of whatever he gave you?
Back off, man!
Whoa!
Settle down, fella. It's only pastrami after all.
Mine!
Okay, I understand. So you're all fixed now then?
Well, you know, the light had broken down.
As I noticed.
Right, so I called out the maintenance man to come over and sort me out with a quick fix.
Quick fix, eh? I'm on to you. Who was that aged rocker in the luminous jacket?
Oh, that's Mr. Fix. Maintenance man. They're reliable.
Reliable at what?
You know, fixing stuff. Keeps me sane anyway.
How exactly was he fixing the ride from behind the bush?
Who said anything about fixing the ride, man?
Oh, please don't laugh at inappropriate times. It makes me nervous. He didn't look like he was doing much fixing when I saw him.
He was fixing all right. We've got a special arrangement, him and me.
Oh, my God.
You know, in today's world, you don't need to keep your guy love a secret.
Love? What? No. No, you've got me all wrong.
Really? Two guys behind a bush in a public park? Not a lot of other conclusions to jump to.
Believe what you want, man. Ain't like that.
Rock on.
Did he actually just say rock on?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
Another satisfied customer. My lord, he looks titillated, constipated, tantalized, sodomized, pacified, horrified. Hector, this ride has it all. You enter a baby caterpillar and emerge a man. That man looked like he's passing a baby caterpillar. He may very well be.
All right, I think I'm going to need a cloak. Let me guess, you're a half-naked nobody cluelessly stumbling through a carnival of death, and you've just asked yourself, what has my life become?
Keeping with the running theme of other versions' clue dialogues.
I think I need a proper hint. Oh, your combine harvester crapped out on the dual carriageway. Shame. Now you're stuck in the center of a public event in a nuthouse negligee. Now that's progress. By the way, Lambert may be a bit of a feckless brain donor, but he's also your skinny little muse. You'd be surprised as... Okay, this is boring. All right. Now I need to warn the town of its impending doom. Yes. There's a stage with a microphone. Perfect! The microphone is manned by a fat, repulsive, loudmouth arse biscuit from Clap FM. Not perfect. Or rather, suboptimal. You can get on stage thanks to the razor wire to keep back the screaming fans. Also suboptimal.
I'm sorry, the arse biscuit part just kind of set me off there.
Looks like the only way up... is the upcoming Strictly Come Gurning competition. A chat with Jim or the info lady should confirm that. I didn't just pull that out of my arse like most of the stuff I tell you. She won't let me enter, end the madness, and just get me on the stage. For reasons no one can understand, info lady thinks you're cute. You need Lambert's help with this one. She won't let Lambert enter either. He's missing his braffin, which you can see on old Bernard there, that black horse color that looks almost exactly like a toilet seat. And as for looks, well, you know what they say about beauty. Actually, no, you probably don't. Where can I get a braffin? When I said the thing about the toilet seat was like I was wagging a... What? Sometimes I can't read. Was like I was wagging a fat, throbbing clue in your face. Why don't you just try the toilets down the end? Alright, let's get out of here. So, I don't remember, where's the toilets? Let's see, maybe this way?
two of my first loves. Eating and shooting indiscriminately at unsuspecting people. It's like asking a mother to choose between her children. Men and women, young and old, everyone loves to fantasize.
Snipe a salesman. And jailbake?
Husband never made parole. Show him that you love him with a chocolate roll. What is that? Fizzy orange?
Excuse me, you calling me a bad mother? I love you now, it's diet orange.
That'd fill a hole. Probably a pothole would be most suitable.
Let's take a sample cupcake from the jailbake counter.
Phew, got the last one.
Only one, really. Popped that one up there when I saw you coming. Open for an easy sale, low-hanging fruit, as they say.
My reputation precedes me.
I could see it coming around the corner.
The music in this room reminds me of the Carnival of the Damned in Monkey Island 2. Exit to toilet.
Something does not sound right about that.
Perfectly in there. That toilet seat is the perfect breathing.
Oh my god. He's trying to cut the line.
Sir, I insist you let me into that toilet. Back of the queue, social vagrant.
Luckily, I have this need fix sign. Place sign on portaloo door. Portaloo.
Now see here, I believe I made myself quite clear.
Sorry, old timer. Gonna have to find a pot plant or an old chili bowl or something.
Too late, I fear, young man. Thank God for incontinence pads.
Oh my God.
Are you coming out of there?
Well,
Well, what?
Not anytime soon, no.
What in the name of Jeebus H. Seinfeld do I need a massive tank of helium for? Number one, there's no way I could lift them without aid. And number two, I've got nothing that needs to be inflated. No, absolutely useless to me at this moment. They can just sit right there. I will, however, make a mental note of their location should I need them in the future. I can't combine those things. Well, those things together, not bloody lightly.
Okay, so... apparently...
fear kind of ends with a plop, doesn't it? If I get captured by an enemy spy, I'll bite down hard on it for a quick death. If I get...
cyanide capsule?
Now nah, you're just the being stupid.
The free cupcake.
That bad, huh?
Apparently we gotta find... I don't know. Something to get this guy out of there.
Surprise, surprise. The one with a gun is the most popular booth at the fair.
Spooky music! Alright, let's head back to the other side of this clap fest.
Wow, 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 wow.
Yeah, that's right, y'all. Peace. Bye.
And there'll be plenty more of that if you're lucky. But first, my latest release.
Div next Welcome. One's called...
Ah, I made it.
Cool. Glad to have you.
Young man, would you like a map?
A map? Of what?
Of Clubfest, of course. Here you are.
I realise that most of the residents aren't bright.
You're coming in really hot.
With a torch. But I myself have no trouble seeing to the other side of this football pitch.
No, thank you, dearie. Fudge doesn't agree with me.
I didn't say anything that sounds like fudge.
Toilets are down the end, pet.
Okay. So now we have a map, so we can, yeah, that's better. Now we can jump between, room to room.
Ah, that's always helpful.
Oh, it's cushiony soft. It's like a little bit of national pride in me pocket. It appears that this area marks the end of all that Clapper's Reek has to offer.
A toilet.
Yeah, sounds about right, don't it?
Yeah.
It's even got the music and everything.
Hey, big fella, got you something that may help.
Please, I hope it's not any of that one ply. I put my finger through this and I fear I may not get it back again. Slide it under the door if you don't mind. Ah, oh, the royal treatment. Oh, this is divine.
You realise I could have you for treason?
Well, I think you'll agree that it would have been a worse crime to leave it the way it was.
And yet again, a toilet comes to my rescue.
Pick up toilet seat.
Perfect.
That's a theme,
that
isn't it?
Just enough like a breath to get away with it. Very easy to imagine Lambert's head through there. I'll give this to him back at the booth. He'll be so chuffed.
Just like to stay here that they have a good soundtrack in these games. I quite like it.
Now you look like a proper floating log.
Thanks, boss. You never called me proper anything before.
Nominate Lambert for Strictly Come Gurning.
Good day, madam. One shamefaced nutty with a braffin or reasonable facsimile. Tuh, you cannot just put braffin around neck and say, there, I gurn. Gurning is an art, is a skill. Watch, no, as I amaze you.
A message.
Think your pallets of a little rose petal can stand up to honorific visage of Bernard Whibley?
Bernard's got a point, Sonny. I've seen worse at the bus station.
What?
If your boy is the ugliest man in Smegmavia, I really must book myself a carriage. Toodaloo.
Should I go now?
Yeah. Ball bags. How can I make him even uglier than he already is?
I would like to take this time to make an announcement to say that in my shows, I will have phone service again. I found a phone solution that works for me.
Cool.
So next time I do shows, I'll have phones again. It's been a while since I've done that.
Nice.
Nice. Yep.
All right, so let's head to the Tunnel of Sweet Love.
Oh dear.
Let's see if we can bribe Filthy Rich for a ride on this monstrosity. Chike.
Ah, Hector, you never stop giving. You're a true saint. And now I wish you to return the favor. This is for you. A free pass to my Tunnel of Sweet Love. Yes, give it to a friend. And now I shall enjoy this delectable cake. What was that?
Yikes.
Never mind that. What was that? Dios mio, where did you get all this cake? The free sample tray at the jailbreak stall. Not again. Fifth time today. can't be asked.
Huh.
Speaking of phones.
Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
We're sorry. The party you are calling does not accept unidentified calls. Please enter your complete telephone number, including the area code.
No.
What the hell?
There. 111-111-1111. You're welcome.
Welcome to TBRN. You've reached MIDI Music Adventures.
Oh, that's different.
I don't know what's going on with this thing.
Go ahead and hang up.
Hello to myself? I don't know what's going on. That was magical. We got called by Privacy Manager.
Oh, weird. Somebody's screwing around with caller ID, I suspect.
What are
and
you,
that
an
was
idiot?
An Andre beat in the background.
No, as curious as I am, I know there are some things that can never be scrubbed from the mind. Like that trailer for the human caterpillar. I still cringe.
Oh, God.
Never.
All right, we're...
Sir, I'd like Lambert here to experience all your ride has to offer.
There we
Absolutely.
Are.
I give him the works. Thanks, boss. I like the gentle rides at fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
Before you go on, I must ask, any allergies or skin irritations? I require regular applications of hand sanitizer. Any sensitivities we should know about? My gums get tender after I floss. Are you pregnant? Pregnant? Why? Because you may be by the time it's over. I'm a boy, silly.
Oh, dear.
Right, on you go. Is this anything like the teacups? No, Lambert, it's nothing like the teacups. Oh, good, because I threw up after the teacups. Second star to the right. And straight on to L.
Okay, Lambert's face is all messed up.
And that, Lambert, is where babies come from, would you think? Perfect. Quasimodo would feel like Brad Pitt if he could see you, Lambo. Meet me at the info booth. We've got a stage to crash.
Oh, look. It's 555-555-555-5212.
That's really cute, except not.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Maggot. We're trading you.
Don't know what that is. Try English next time. Goodbye. All right, let's go to the info booth. All right, let's enter Lambert into this contest.
Good day, madam. I believe everything is in order, yeah? One hideously contorted mutant freak complete with ridiculous horse collar.
Ooh, he's perfect!
Perfect? perfectly pleasing to the eye, maybe. Perfect cheekbones, maybe.
It's been years since we saw any young blood in this competition.
Likely it's been years since you saw anything at all, madam.
I've put him through to the next round. Judging's about to start. Straight through the stage door there.
Tcha! I'll eat you like high-priced artisan wedding cake on a lovely lace doily. You're so normal-looking, you probably couldn't even get a job as an extra on Doctor Who.
No, Bernard. May the best man win. Don't let him get to you. He's really a dear.
I was thinking moose myself.
Nice.
Hey, little beautiful man. Think you can beat me, eh? Your candy-nosed, moisturizing little rose petal of an entry looks like he's bathed in the piss of a thousand angels. Tch, your uniformly hued skin tone makes babies laugh. Prepare now for failure, face. Zip the Mako Panda in, Adonis, or I'll Botox you backstage.
Now, before I turn the mic over to these out-of-work, pug-faced attention cravers, a quick reminder that later yours truly will be cutting the ribbon at the grand reopening of the clock tower, unveiling the town's spanking new ringtone. So, let's kick off Strictly Come.
What was that you just said about a new ringtone?
It's only the grand finale of Clapfest, the Preservation Society's Shined the Old Clock Tower up to its original lackluster, stuck more bells in there, and at 10 o'clock we all get a treat for the ears when we hear the clock's new ringtone. Yowza.
Bells. Balls. Ah, that's the trigger for the boom. Anybody know what this new ringtone sounds like?
Yeah, right there. B-I-D-G-E. Pretty lame if you ask me.
I could play it for you.
No, don't play a note. Wait a minute. B-I-D-G-E. B-I-D-G-E. Lambert! The badges are the bombs. Everyone in town is wearing one. They all have their own individual dose of evil juice primed to go off when the clock tower rings.
People of Clappers!
Hi-ha! Greetings, citizens. Can we all give a big, welcoming hand to Detective Inspector Hector Town Hero, the very man we all have to thank for the restoration of the clock tower, the cleansing of the Clapperspeak High Street, and providing a generous donation to fund this very festival.
Listen, you're all in serious...
Now, Hector, I've seen you running all over Clapfest. It seems you've worked out the big surprise in store for everyone. Now, don't you go spilling the secret before it's time, or you could end up ruining everything. Understand? See you all at 10 o'clock. Enjoy what's left of your life. I mean, day.
Bags of bull. I've got to find a way in there and catch Barnsley before he sets off the bombs. And somehow I don't think it's going to be as easy as picking the lock with a dirty needle this time. Any chance it'll be unlocked? One chance. Fat. Just as I thought. That's a hell of a lot more securely locked than last time I was here. He soldered the keyhole shut, so the only way to open it is from the inside. Or by bashing the hell out of it with something really, really heavy.
I think we're gonna have to win the car. Oh, geez, I wonder if this is another junk call or not. Oh, look, it is. Should we answer it?
Let's do it one more time for comedic value, just to see what happens.
Hello. You've reached TBRN.
All right, maggots. Listen up here. It's time, folks, to teach the pecking order to some of you broadcasters. I'm terrifying, but I never say it flat out.
Your voice is inferior. Nobody can understand it. Maggot. Goodbye.
What a loser. Oh my god. So the
message?
Should these losers be listening to TVRN right now? Are your crank calls going how you expected? We have better music for you to listen to when you crank call us. And
superior voices.
TVRN, the place where
robots don't walk around.
Okay, on with trying to win this car. I'm curious what the gold paint we've acquired is for. I don't remember.
This fella might have made for a cheerful afternoon if it didn't have the stench of impending death hanging over it.
Let's see. Not to mention, what kind of a wussy, not-real broadcaster is such a wimp they can't even use an actual real voice to call someone? They gotta resort to, like, a crappy text-to-speech?
Yeah, right?
Cowards.
Anyway, let's get hacking again. Hectoring.
Yes! So, we gotta figure out how to win this car, I guess. So,
run while you still have legs.
Huh.
Sir, I'm gonna have to ask you to move your illegally parked skip. Joker, I can see that, mate. I can see that. Illegally parked skip. You're talking about a classic British automobile. They don't make them like this anymore, I tell you. Almost sad to part with it. How many miles on the clock? It's kind of hard to see the dash. Don't fret. This vehicle is in guaranteed tip-top condition right out of the showroom this morning. How'd you explain the 5-year rust build-up on the rear wing, then? Rust? Oh, that. That's just, bean sauce.
Sure it is.
Does it come with a full service history and extended warranty? No, but it comes with a full measure of step into my car, honey. You're coming home with me. What about breakdown cover? This thing is made in England. You won't be needing that. Your voice hurts my ears. Not half as much as it'll hurt to lose the opportunity to win this car. Nice segue. You could work for Clap FM. I do. Drive time.
Clap FM.
So where's the answer then? All I know is somewhere out there there's a gold envelope. That golden envelope has a number inside, and when that envelope crosses my palm, I shall open it and publicly declare in my unrivaled dynamic style the number of beans.
Okay.
Keep smiling, Goldie. You too, Stainy.
So somebody has an envelope, or we've got to make a gold envelope because we have gold paint.
Why aren't you out collecting death badges like I told you?
Oh, I started to do it. Then there was this man, and he had a really funny T-shirt. It said something like, if I were a carpenter and you... No, wait. If you were a carpenter and I was...
No, that's not it either. Oh, it doesn't matter. Anyway, I asked him where he got it, and he thought I was talking about the food he was eating, because he was holding this lamb...
Lambert?
Oh, sorry, I got distracted. What were we talking about?
Got any helpful advice on my current predicament?
Ask
oh,
away,
now we're getting called by 701.
With vague and obscure counsel.
That's all I've ever expected of you.
Should we answer it? Here, why don't you respond? I'll just answer now.
TBRN. Beep beep, TBRN.
This is boring.
Oh, I see. You're not gonna say anything to me. Jeez, man. What is this? The Against New Zealanders Day? Are you racist now? Fine, we're going away. Goodbye.
I think you still got to turn yourself down a little bit, man.
Oh, I was a bit close to my mic.
Oh, well, is that why? Okay. Let's see. Any idea how I can rig a guessing contest?
Hey, any idea how I can rig a guessing contest?
Depends. How do you win?
Well, apparently there's someone around here with a gold
This is getting really
inside.
Boring.
Who?
That's the thing. Nobody knows.
For all I know, it could be you, then.
It isn't me, Lambert.
But it could be.
Don't let me distract you any longer.
Thanks, boss. I've got to keep alert.
All right. Hello, you're on the air.
This is Ringtone Radio. Goodbye. You know what? I think it's time you hit the little X button.
Yeah. Well, I got an even better solution. It's called... Now, nobody will hear when the phone answers, including me.
Oh, awesome.
So, anybody who's cool that's listening, feel free to send us an instant message.
Live at tbrn.net for MSN or tbrn live for AIM.
Yes, and the only reason is because I don't feel like wasting more of our budget on prank calls. Otherwise, I would happily entertain them because they're pathetic and amuse me.
Oh yeah, they're funny, but yes.
But it's just not worth our time. We got better things to do.
That's the way to the info booth.
All right, let's head to the info booth. I don't know where the heck this envelope is. Ah, there's an envelope.
Good day, handsome. Would you like to make a donation to the Clapper's Reek Preservation Society?
I'd love to, madam.
Oh, you'll not be sorry, Sonny. Your money goes towards the continued heritage.
Yeah. Spare me the leaflet.
Would you like to donate coins, a check, or a debit card?
Greetings.
Hello. I missed the first hour, unfortunately.
Bite me.
Oh, you little rascal. You've been watching that cheeky Bert Simpleton on the telly again, haven't you? Good day, Hans.
All right.
No.
Would you like
to...
Debit card?
Just place your card into my handbag and whisper your PIN in my ear.
Oh, yeah, that sounds legitimate.
Worth a shot. My big shop's coming up Sunday, and I'm near out of potted meat and cat food.
What's your cat's name?
Don't have one. Good.
You do realize I could lock you away till the end of your short life for helping to fund terrorism, madam?
Very funny, pet. Am I on the television? Is that nice man, Ashley Kutcher, here?
What actually happened to the original Team Talk servers?
People were being jerks and abusing them, so Andre has ceased their service. Hopefully not indefinitely. But people are being jerks, is the short version.
Yeah. Well, not much really happens on them. I used to lock onto them some days when... Hey, messages are going through.
Ah. The stream. Sir Mar, I know that. She needs more friskies, Sir Mar says.
God, grave.
Let's see.
Hey, Arfi, did you get the stuff I sent you the other day?
Don't leave town.
Where would I go?
I did, it was cool.
Good.
How do I get this damn envelope? Alright.
I'd love to.
Would you like to donate coins?
A check?
I'm still waiting for those minis, Arfi, too.
Here's an envelope.
It's still taking a while.
Make the check out to the preservation.
Okay, combine gold paint with envelope.
I can see my golden glowing face in this envelope. Sadly, I can't see anything else in it. It's empty.
Someone was called.
I can see this is the guy that lost the gurning contest to Lambert, I suppose. And he's got a one taped to his shirt, which I intend to somehow acquire.
There, Bernard. Can't win them all.
Don't look at me. I'm gorgeous.
We lost Sean, apparently.
You know, you're rather beautiful when you're angry. Oh, God. Please don't be horrid.
It's true. Your tears are like morning dew on a ladybird's backside.
Good grief. I thought I muted that. I guess I didn't.
What? Something dropped me out. I don't know what happened there.
Huh. Go on, Sunshine. Put on a happy face.
Why should I?
Everyone's beautiful when they've got a smile on. Why, even you.
What is that noise? I guess it's coming from the game. That is an irritating sound. I gotta go to another room just so I don't have to
back
listen
to the right. And
go to another all place right, so we don't have to listen to this anymore. Ah, shut up. Ugh, that's no help. We lost Sean again. I don't know what's going on with his Team Talk client. But it's getting annoying. Let's go over here. Yes, this is sufficiently spooky music.
It is. Whoops.
Okay, if you could not do that, that would be beneficial to us all. Control your microphone, sirs.
My microphone is being stupid. Okay.
I think we just have to keep talking to this guy.
By the way, I'm still here. I'm just on the phone.
Okay.
Poor old Bernard Whibley. He may not be number one anymore, but he should stand proud knowing he's got a face like a number two.
All right, I have now combined the number one with the envelope.
With the number one inside.
We are now prepared to sabotage the car when the contest, the bean car.
Before you say au revoir, stop and win this car by guessing the number of beans.
Let's see. So if I guess first...
Okay.
I want to make another guess. Shoot.
One.
One?
That's it. One.
Your guess is one?
Yes. One.
Okay. If this contest that's funny, free, isn't it?
I'd say you were throwing your money away. Oh, well. It's your funeral. Right. One it is. Just don't picture yourself driving this sweet ride into the sunset.
That's okay. I'm too busy picturing myself driving this sweet ride into a city landmark.
Yeah, sorry, my phone has just my USB issues.
While you was over there thinking about ponies, an officious-looking prig dressed in a suit just like yours put that on your windscreen.
Sir Mara says, you know, the beans and the car have something in common. They both go toot toot.
People, it's the moment you've all been waiting around for. The official golden envelope has arrived.
The gold envelope has arrived. Here we go.
This envelope contains the number of beans packed into this here vintage 1965 beanie. Some lucky lad or lassie at the fair will be driving home in this British classic. The grand total of beans in this automobile is... One? One bean? How can that be? I've got more than one bean stuck between my teeth. Well, it came out of a golden envelope, so it must be true. Now, did anyone here say one?
Oh, it's me. I've won the car. This is the happiest moment of my entire day.
Ah, well done, you. What a stroke of good luck. Most men only dream of winning a beanie. And here I am, living the dream. There's a knack to opening the driver's door. Hold the button in and give the handle a good yank. Weren't there beans in the petrol tank too? Could that even happen?
Oh.
So we've crashed through the entrance to the clock tower.
The taste of floor gets better every time, like caviar or urine. Did I say urine? I meant Valueland cider.
Oh God!
Right, where's this tosspot then? Shiny
wow,
new
that
pack.
Car was full of beans, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In there.
I think that bouncy guy has
well, sure
officially got
find a use for this.
Officially right. Got Hector rather pissed off.
Yeah.
Strong little bugger. Barnsley Noble.
Ah, Detective Inspector Hector. I heard the familiar sound of the wanton destruction of municipal property downstairs and knew you must have arrived.
Game's over, bucko.
Game's over, bucko? You've had days to think of witty banter, and that's all you've been able to come up with?
I had a literary quote all ready to go, but I thought it would have sounded a bit rehearsed coming from me.
Cretin.
Ponce.
Oh shit, that was a big rumble.
Before you destroy us all, I just have one question for you.
I'm all ears.
The chances are that question will lead to more questions.
That's okay. I love a good chit-chat.
What was the point of all those useless quests you had me on?
Surely you've worked it all out by now.
Let's pretend I'm a complete dullard and I haven't yet.
Shouldn't be too hard to imagine. Ask away.
Why'd you make me fix the clock?
I'd think that was the most obvious.
Try me.
I trust that since you escaped the death tank, you found your way into my lab at the farm, yes? You heard the notes and saw the fate of the poor badger? Now, where best to play those notes for a whole town to succumb to them? Ah, the sound of the pealing bells ringing across the sky will, to me, be the sweet sound of rebirth. Why'd you make me fix the clock? I think that was the...
I thought maybe there'd be a different answer. No. Like if I asked the same thing that I just asked.
Yeah, obviously not.
Why'd you make me tear down the Exotico? May it rest in peace. Setting aside the fact that the Exotico was the physical manifestation of at least five of the deadly sins, and the fact that it was run by that horrible, gluttonous sloth, Filthy Rich. Now, have you ever taken the time to speak to Filthy Rich? He's actually rather nice. And the fact that it represented everything that was wrong with the Clapper's Reek Chamber of Commerce. I needed
giant vibrator.
You want to get your hands all over Filthy Rich's massive throbbing pole. Not in those exact words, but yes. You see, the bells are good, but to amplify the vibration of the bells to carry across the entire town, you needed an enormous vibrator. I needed the intense output of waves it provided to... Your plan for the destruction and rebirth of a sinful town hinged on your acquisition of an enormous sex toy? Well, yes. Kind of ironic, isn't it?
Oh, I guess our crank callers gave up.
What were they doing?
Oh, we have a missed call. That's too bad.
They were using e-speakers on the phone, and it sounded crappy.
Yeah, so I was like,
your voice is inferior.
They suck.
I bought that plugin too.
Oh yeah.
Pity we don't have Andre doing some of the streams, because he'd probably have his Juno swear at them all day long. Funny, he'd go on for ages.
Where the hell is my £25,000? Why, how do you think I funded this lovely festival? Boy, can't get much for 25 large these days. Most of it went on the band. Never mind, I get it. What was the exact moment in your life that made you such an unhappy little man? Oh, Hector, are you profiling me? Like an actual real detective? No, I just want some backstory I can taunt you with later. Well, since you're being so uncouth about it, I'll make this long and dull. Ah, what the hell? Bold bags, what have I done?
Oh my god, he's got a butter young projector.
Yeah, yeah, town went ugly on you. Look, we did all this back at the building. Oh yes, right, we did. I'll skip ahead to college. As the town was quickly descending into the moral cesspit of Peccadillo, I had ascended to the top of my class at Clapper's Reek Polytechnic. Ha! Top of his class? They give out diplomas like we give out parking tickets. I graduated with honors, with a double major in hospitality and biochemistry. I was ready to challenge the world. Despite offers from all over the country, I made a beeline for the Clapper's Reek Tourism Board. I was going to do my best to turn this town around and make it a place to be proud of again. I had fresh ideas, new campaigns to bring in the tourists in droves, drive up the economy and the town's sense of self-worth. If only they'd listened to me then. The town got worse. All tourism funding was poured into the ill-fated Clapper's Reek Charity Casino, and so began the avalanche effect. Crime, corruption, sin, debauchery. The town had slipped down a canyon so low that there was no way out. Except to keep digging, of course. Digging until you get so low you emerge out the bottom. And that's where Arsenal will punch through. I'll stall for time later. Stuff to do with that. You seem busy. I won't keep you any longer. Ugh, empty, that old lush. Hold off on Armageddon just a few more minutes. I'm making popcorn downstairs. Right, there's got to be something around here I can use to unequivocally monkey up his detonator, what's it? Wonder where that clocksmith fella got off to.
Probably airdropped him into downtown Tehran. They'll take anybody these days.
Oh.
One drop. I was hoping for the ultimate Molotov cocktail to bung up his device. Still, drunkards can't be choosers. Best to save it for something small.
So we got one drop of the clocksmith's moonshine. Let's try it on this enormous padlock.
Sometimes a drip is all you need. Imagine what this could do for the chrome on me caravan. Now, let's see if there's anything useful in this. Pretty little Borko from the Preservation Society. I'll rip the Borko bloody smile from his Borko bloody Borko face. I'll... Oh, hello. It's you. No, nothing useful in here. On your feet, soldier.
Hey, what? Corporal Flack, sir. Sir, with all due respect, sir, I am standing at as full attention as I am capable, sir. Oh, wait, it's just you. Excuse me while I sit back down in disrespect.
I'm not leaving until you help me.
Piss off! Where's me blimmin' shotgun?
Good question. Where is your blimmin' shotgun?
Oh, right, there was a blockage in the distillery. Only thing I had long enough to waggle it out was me shotgun. Melted the shells and kablooey! Ears ringing like Nam all over again. Or was it Gallipoli? Are they all run together now? Barely hear you in your right bleeding in front of me.
I need your help to unfix this clock.
You what? It's only been running for a bleeding day.
Have you got any weapons in this place?
Care. After losing the shotgun, all I got left are me wits.
So we're unarmed, then?
Well, pretty much.
Hang on. What was that noise in your head?
What's this? Yeah, just another one of me old war stories. You don't want to hear it, I don't expect.
Are you kidding? I love your stories like dogs love licking themselves.
All right, then. It were night. Surrounded on all sides, including above and below. Explosions coming from all directions. I was in the larder trying to put together late supper for 800 injured soldiers. They called me Cookie. No time for imagination back then.
Is this going to be a long one?
Then suddenly, bang! Bloody Borko shot right through the hull. Non-perishables flying everywhere. Nowhere to hide. No escape. Tin of chicken Vienna sausages lodged in me head. Still there, to this very day.
Well, I'm surprised they didn't make a movie of that.
Jerry Bruckheimer's working on it as we speak.
Can I see the tin?
Ho, 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 boyo. It's a gruesome sight for little eyes such as yours. I dare you to look upon this.
Whoa.
Well, who told you it was a tin of sausages?
Doctors told me not to worry too much about it. Why?
Because it ain't a tin of sausages.
Eh?
It's an unexploded bomb.
Oh.
Probably told you not to worry because they figured you'd be dead in an hour.
It explains why they put me in a ward by myself.
Can I see the ground in your head again?
Oh, if you don't mind, can we keep calling it the tin of sausages?
Hey, your tin. Neat. Sit tight.
I always do. I lost my lower intestine in war.
Oh, if I leave, Barnsley's long gone. I'm sticking around to see this one through. How did an old battle-hardened chap like yourself get overpowered by a weak little turd in rainbow braces?
Oh, it don't take much to push a guy into a closet if he don't have no legs. Besides, he told me he wanted to see me medals. Nobody ever asks me about me medals.
Should have been your first clue he was up to something.
Right.
There goes my no-claims bonus. Let's see that bomb in your head again. Right, now, hold still. This may pinch a bit. Wow! I can see your brain. What happens when I do this? Wow, see your leg just then?
That weren't my leg.
Oh. Okay, nice and easy. Yeah, I wouldn't be too worried about nice and easy. Fallen on me head more times than you've had on ladies. So, 4 times then.
Oh, really? No, I had you down for less than that. Well, regardless of your definition of hot, I wouldn't be too ginger with that thing. Around this long, should take one hell of a wallop to set that bugger off.
I'll keep that in mind.
Okay, now you've got a weapon of mass destruction.
Oh, Barnsley, you hungry? Because you're about to eat this.
You'll have to do better than that. What was that? Tinned meat?
Yeah.
Oh, how crass. I find meat utterly repulsive.
Cherry H. Springfield on a laptop.
You're a veg too? Might as well be eating a baby in brine.
You continue to perplex me. I can't combine those things. Well, those things together.
Alright, unexploded bomb.
Nah, it's gonna take more than a fastball to crack this sucker open. It's an an almighty wallop should set this sucker off. That looks like the perfect place to deliver an almighty bang, but I need to make sure Barnsley's distracted first. Excuse me, I have to go. Somewhere there is a crime happening. There's a crazed terrorist up in your clock about to unleash hell upon the town.
Serves them bloody right, I say. Call me when the smoke clears. And get the door on your way out.
Oh, he seems that he has a supporter.
And get up those stairs on the double.
Stairs? Ha! Have you taken a look at me lately with your good eye? Last time I did bloody stairs, I was being pushed by Winston Churchill.
Forcefully and down, I reckon. If you don't do stairs, how'd you get up there to fix the clock?
Same way I always do. Oh, yes.
Which is how, exactly?
All right. There's a dumb waiter behind the distillery.
Dumb waiter? Where does it go?
Opens out onto the roof. From there, I take the platform down and get in through the window to clock face.
Perfect. I can get onto the roof, and then when that smug son of a...
I don't mean to ruin your climax, but the dumbwaiter only seats one, and that's me.
Okay, I've got a plan.
Right, you bring that bomb with you and take the stairs. I'll take dumbwaiter to the roof. When you shout the code word, I'll distract him from outside. Once he's looking out the window for me, you place the bomb somewhere in the machinery where it's likely to receive a god-awful huge wallop. Then we wheel like wildfire out of there and watch the fireworks from a good distance away. They're just like Khrushchev's beach house all over again.
Oh my god.
That's a pretty good plan, so all we need is a code word. I'll get him chatting and in mid-conversation I'll slip in a simple word like...
Now, go, 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 go. Reindeer flotilla or...
Avocado.
Oh.
Avocado?
Worked fine at Khrushchev's beach house. No reason it won't work now.
Avocado?
Yep.
Seriously?
Yep.
Can we choose a different code word?
Nope. My plan, my word.
Let's do this.
If we need to regroup, just knock twice on the distillery and I'll pop back down.
It's been an honour serving with you.
I'd like to say the same, but you're no Corporal Flack.
Okay.
Oh, Brill, that old coot actually came through.
Let's see. In this light, your nose looks rather like an avocado.
In this light, your nose looks rather like an avocado.
In this light, your hair looks rather like a fecal starfish.
Hey, Andrew.
Yeah?
I'm about to send you a message. It's not meant to be read on air.
Okay.
I have no idea of who or what that is.
Me either.
All right, avocado face. You're finished in this town.
On the contrary, I've barely begun in this town. Melon head?
What the hell is that bloody clockkeeper doing? Bloody hell. Avocado!
Eh?
Nothing. Now you're just being stupid.
All right, so apparently the clocksmith is deaf. So how the hell are we?
That's a marvel of modern engineering, that is. I can't even work me digital cable. One sec, I think I left my car running. Where is that deaf bloody goatard? Nah, can't be asked. Avocado? Bloody hell.
Sir?
What the hell? I must have said avocado 50 bleeding times.
You said no such thing.
I did. I wasn't even subtle about it.
Oh, blast. Blimmin' ears still ringing like Bastille Day. I can only hear you when you stand right in front of me.
Can you hear anything up there?
I could hear him talking just fine. Must be your gravelly lower register voice. Terrorist sings like a blimmin' Vietnamese peasant girl, loud and clear.
Right, we need a new plan.
You pulling rank on me, young buck? I don't think so. The plan stays.
But you can't hear me.
Yeah, but I can hear him. All you need to do is get him to casually slip the word avocado into conversation.
Your plan is absurd and you know it.
Hey, yeah, suck it up, buttercup.
Dismissed.
Remember the avocado!
I wonder how much Subway paid them to use avocado
so
that
abysmally
much.
You're right!
Well, this is way before that promotion ever was even...
I had to do it.
I didn't realize that Subway had an avocado promotion because I don't go there. Too many choices, mate.
Who's there? Avo.
Avo who?
Avocado, huh? Ball bags, that didn't work.
Yes, okay, that was terrible.
This time you start.
I don't have time for your nonsensical games.
Let's play a game. When I say, you say, avocado.
What are you on about? Please, Hector, you're not making any sense.
Listen. You can help settle a bet between me and a guy at work. Is guacamole made from pistachios?
What? Do I look like Wikipedia?
A little around the eyes. Before I die, I'd like to make one last request.
Oh, I suppose I owe you that much. What is it then?
I'd just like to hear you say one thing before you plunge the town into chaos and dismemberment, and that's...
I'm sorry, I forgive you, I love you, avocado.
Avocado.
That's the one thing in the world you want me to say?
Yes.
Out of all the words in the entire world?
Yes.
You want me to say?
Yes, bloody yes, say it.
avocado? Oh, thank God. Now, what in the blue place is that?
The clocksmith likes singing outside.
Yes.
And we have strapped the bomb to the biggest bell.
Distracted there for a moment. You were saying something about an avocado?
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you certainly were. You kept yelling avocado over and over.
Avocado,
remember avocado, the avocado.
Avocado, you kept saying. What do bloody avocados have anything to...
Uh-oh.
Damn. Wow.
The clocksmith jumped in and took them out.
A bit, yeah.
Oh,
hell will erupt through the streets of Clapper's Reek. Civil disobedience will be uncontainable. Let the rehabilitation of Claptopia begin.
He's defeated.
Hector, our precious and expensive town clock, what have you done?
What have I done? I've just gone and saved the bleeding town from a bioterrorist plot. That's what I've done. There's your terrorist, Barnsley Noble, fine upstanding member of society, last officer of the tourism board, founder of the Clapper's Reek Preservation Society, and all-round arse barnacle.
I don't mean to be rude, but am I allowed a phone call?
Phone call? You'll be lucky if I let you keep your tongue.
Oh, Hector, it's just a phone call.
Ugh.
Hello? Yes, it's Barnsley. Release it now. Toodaloo. All done.
You see, Hector? No harm.
Attention, everybody.
To lighten the mood after the recent destruction of the clock tower, I've just been given the nod to spring one last surprise on you, and here it is.
Uh-oh. The beer tent is blowing up. Into... I don't know what.
Oh, Hector, I personally would have preferred to deliver my own brand of chaos in a single-serving sachet, but you forced my hand.
What have you done?
There's enough arsenal in there to gas the entire town five times over.
Uh-oh, it's like a giant badger balloon.
Imagine the amount of carnage a badge that size will cause.
Yeah, one might even call it a badge of...
It's like it's been planned all along.
My God, is that kids on there? Make sure they take their shoes off.
I have a sinking feeling that things could get rather nasty, what with a terrorist in our midst. So, if you require a soundbite, I'll be holed up in my office with the door locked. Good day. But you've been sitting next to a murderer all morning. Yes, but look at him. If there were any way he could ever escape, do you think I would have brought him along? Why, trussed up like this, he looks almost cute. Anywho, Napu. Guess that leaves you, Lambert. I've got to deal with this bouncy badger of butchery, so I'm leaving this monster in your custody. This man is a danger to the community. Do not let him out of your sight.
Sure thing, boss.
Oh,
do not listen to anything this monster says.
Got it.
You're to tell him nothing personal, or he'll try to use it against you.
Okie doke.
I mean it. Don't even tell him what hand you wipe your ass with. Believe me, you do not want Barnsley Noble inside your head.
I was fine before, now I'm crapping myself.
Oh, terror has struck. As a result, Meeks is strangely absent. He shouldn't miss this. Good strong ropes.
Okay, so I just picked up a funnel. And...
Next time I see a badger, I hope I'm in me car. What the hell? There's a kid on there with shoes! My traitor Dios, he'll kill us all! Oh, great idea. A giant balloon filled with toxic gas. Let's climb aboard. That was sarcasm, by the way.
What to do?
Someone's
hey,
popping
the
off
fat
an arm
guy's back. It's not enough until I say it's enough. There, that's enough. Cockney tannin, this little twerps. They'll go far. You're under arrest. Oh, not bloody Ofcom again. Let me be more specific. You're under arrest on suspicion of terrorism. Right, and you're under arrest on suspicion of having a 32-inch waist. Cookies. I'm from the Giant Ceremonial Items Commission of the Mayor's Office. Ah, suppose you'll be wanting these scissors back. Indeedy-do. Well, just try and take them, then. You made it sound like you were gonna make a bigger deal of it. Nonsense. Always happy to help. Oh, and sir, if I may... Had to squeeze that last one in, did ya? Wrong. Had to squeeze that last one out. Ha, 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 ha.
All right, now we've got scissors.
So, the wife turns to me last night and asks me if I smoke after sex. I said, I don't know, love. I've never looked.
Oh, good grief.
Uh-oh. I'd love to meet the fellow who made these, but he's a bit of a knob.
What was it now?
I don't know. Oh, the map doesn't work now? That's lame.
What's the matter? Just cold, man. Cold! I'm cold! Cut the crap. I know a flaky Charlie fit when I see one.
Whatever, man. I'll come clean. You got me. Whatever. Just need one more fix, then I can go straight. The bugs are coming. Get them off of me. They're burrowing.
Oh, my God.
Need a fix. Need a fix. Need a fix.
Oh, man. He's going sheen on me. Never trust a bush in this town. Hey, pal, got any more of the white stuff?
I'm out, man. Out, out, out. Oh, God, everything's gone planned. Gotta sort me out. Need a fix, man. Someone took it. Someone stole it. Fix, 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 fix. Need.
Kids, don't do drugs.
Drugs are bad, okay?
God.
I picked up the need fix sign.
lady. Take your son and run. The end is near.
Oh, ha, ha, my son indeed. Oh, his great-grandmother. I'm just watching him for his mum and nan. They're in prison.
Can't say I've ever met a GGILF before. By the way, don't go taking the ILF as some kind of flattery. In recent years, I've set the bar so low now, I've lost it in the grass.
Oh.
That icing is an interesting colour.
Oh, that isn't icing, that's spit up. Little Kiefer must have been at that one.
Oh.
He doesn't love icing, he does. He wants it morning, noon and night.
I know the feeling.
Ooh.
So, how old is he?
4.
Still not got any teeth? Poor wee bugger.
Oh, he had teeth. And they all had to come out. Dentist told me too much sugar and not enough folic acid. Can you believe that, quack? I mean, hello. Acid's only going to rot them faster, innit?
Is there some joke here about bad British dentistry?
I don't know.
What would it take to get one of those cakes with a cutting tool in it?
Simples, innit? Cash.
Does it have to be my cash?
Look, see that booth over there? Proper popular, yeah?
Yeah, seems he's making a killing. Ha, sorry, go on.
I want cash flow like that. Get me sales and I'll hand over a finder's fee. And just think, you'll be helping out little Kiefer.
Forward financial planning. Very commendable. University fund?
No, rainy day. Forecast is stormy tomorrow, so I'm going to the pictures. Need to budget for a 12-pack of gob chews to leave in Kiefer's bowl for the afternoon. Otherwise, the poor blighter, don't eat.
You know what would make your cake sell?
What?
Let's see. A heaping scoop of Class A drugs.
Oh, dear.
Some of those edible ball bearings. A double your money back satisfaction guarantee. Double your money. Doesn't make it. Their wording doesn't make sense.
I've heard. I think you actually got that right.
A heaping scoop of Class A drugs.
Listen, I'm sick of people eating my bacon. Sure, there's a functional side to this, and the prisoners are happy enough with the prize inside. But it wouldn't hurt to have someone enjoy my baking for what it is, you know? And not just enjoying, I want people gagging for them. I want them to get their shakes when they can't have them. I want people to rob their nan's purse and hold up people in back alleys to afford my cakes. I don't care how it happens, but I want people drooling over my cakes.
That's a tall order. I'll see what I can do. Hey, hand over one of them crisp phyllo pastries.
Hey, hand over one of them crisp notes in your wallet.
I don't have a wallet.
Then I don't have no pastries.
Ted, half an hour.
You'll be back.
Yeah, probably. Hey, if it stops them doing it for real, I'm all for it. Same way I feel about violent video games, virtual pornography, and tofurkey.
Grief. The worrisomes.
Let's go over here. Head back to the balloon. Oh.
Here's your sign. Now remember our deal. I get some.
Then come. You.
He won't come if I'm here. It's been years since I spoke, smackhead. Funny how fast it all comes rushing back. Lot I'm gonna take the word of Captain White's stash here. I better stick around.
Oh, there's Mr. Fix.
Jones, usual.
Hey, fix.
Oh man, you've gone too long. Mr. Fix will take care.
Salutations, compadres.
Hey, who's the stiff?
Hickle.
Oh yeah, you heard him. I'm cool. Just a regular jive chin, much like yourselves, looking to score.
Oh, I don't know, mate.
My friends call me Mr. Dope Fiend. Yeah, hoping to get smegged out on some nose candy real soon.
Gimme.
Yeah, give him. And if I may...
well, it sounds legit. All right, man. Hey, man. What gives?
Sorry, my friends don't call me Mr. Dope Fiend. That was a bit sneaky undercover job. I'm usually more commonly known as Detective
We took us all spare.
Oh, bum. I should have guessed before the question earlier.
I'm on a very tight schedule. It's not normally like me, but if you give me the drugs, I'll let you off with a warning.
Yeah, works for me. Pretty much standard procedure in this town, yeah.
Righto. Ciao, boys.
Oh, well, that was easy.
Let's see.
It's a kilo of high-grade whiz-bang. I can't imagine the street value of this.
Make cakes more addictive.
Yes.
Here you go, darling. Put this on your buns. And that is not an invitation for an act of gross public indecency, which would make me feel even more nauseous than your cooking.
Oh, what is it?
Powdered sugar?
But most of my cakes are 99% sugar anyway.
Oh, but is it powdered?
Well, hell, why not? Everybody likes sugar, right? Little Kiefer can't get enough of it. Why, when he gets his hands on a bowl, he just keeps eating it and eating it till it's gone.
Go on, a light dusting over the top of everything.
Hey, you guys smell that? Wow, that baking reminds me of dear old mum. Give me a slice of whatever you're selling. Wow, this cake is stupefyingly horrible, but I must have more.
Whoa.
Gordon Ramsay's wig, this is damagingly addictive.
Sweet Lord, it's like having my tongue run over a cheese grater by Nigella before she got fat.
Hey, this one had a file in it. I lost 3 teeth, which means there's now more room in my mouth for more cake! Ha ha!
Oh my god. We got a metal file now.
File saved.
Wait, Mr. Ryan,
keep it, darling. I got what I came for. Go ahead and sell mine onto one of these mugs, but do Kiefer a favour and start up an ISA. For I have a sneaking suspicion that he and I will be meeting in a professional capacity in the not-too-distant future. Look, he's like a little tiny stationery salesman with targets on. He looks just like Barry.
Files. Where's that guy? Files.
Hey, can I have a go? Hey, you the guy that improved that girl's cakes? Yeah. Then no, you can't.
Okay. Let's head back this way. Huh. The guy that was manning the regurgitator, the spinning ride thing, was missing.
That's back to the...
Is gone.
Hmm.
K.
coming up soon, I will phone a takeaway and order a large number of pizzas to a fake address under the name My Crotch. It's gonna be hilarious, even.
Walking, and we're walking.
If I cut these now, it'd just end up rolling through town and eventually burst on something sharp, like the top of Meeks's head. Or my wit. Gotta find a way to get it out of here safely first.
Okay. I think I have an idea of what to do.
Ding ding.
Set murderer free.
Happy belated birthday. Do vicious murderers celebrate birthdays? It's hard to imagine him with a party hat playing musical chairs and eating Rice Krispie buns. Actually, scratch that, I just did. Three cheers for health and safety. I just hope I don't get back strain from carrying it around in me pocket.
Okay. I got the cart, like the hand truck that they had the murderer strapped to.
Ah, that sounds useful.
And I've used it to acquire the helium
tanks.
Let's
go save the town, while at the same time make all the children cry. It's like getting cream and marshmallows.
Aww.
I think I saw an air valve around the other side.
Okay, let's try inflating the bouncy badger.
Gotta be quick about it. Brill! Badger's gonna fly. Now to do something about these ropes.
Scissors!
Well, Barnsley, some things don't.
Lambert and Barnsley are gone. Somehow he's in the bouncy badger.
Thanks for all the help.
That tosser's not getting away. I am bringing him down.
There's gotta be a weapon or something around here somewhere.
What are you, an idiot? Sir, where before I was merely satisfying my curiosity, I now must insist that you hand over the rifle. What for? See that bouncy badger floating away? I'm gonna shoot it down and kill the man on board. Be my guest. Hey, Barnsley, we don't need no stinking badgers.
Ah, it's what a water hell? Gun.
Did you know this was water? Ball bags. Wasting my one-liner. Now I'm gonna need a new one for later.
Huh.
Hello, hello. Hi, little guy. Where's your smiles? I.
Big twat.
What the hell?
You'll be dead before six.
Oh my god.
I don't need to go, and even if I did, I wouldn't go in there. Fear kind of ends with a plop, doesn't it? That is one great steaming kettle of something. I can't combine those things.
Huh.
Death is upon us all. Von Stinkta Schüter Feljemata.
Huh.
Can't drive it. Lost the keys. Plus, he's quite obviously totally banjaxed.
Well, those things together.
Not exactly a pocket rocket, is it? Huh, all that work for nothing.
Alright, I've picked up the giant vibrator.
I'd love to ram this straight up Barnsley's well-laid plains. That one rings way down deep. Little do they know how close they came to living in a savage, murderous, morally vacant hellhole. I mean a worse one than now.
Now you're just being stupid.
Okay. Clearly we have to make some kind of a rocket or something.
Nah, can't be asked. What are you? I can't come.
Ugh, I don't know what to do. We're so close.
Ugh. We want something with a bit of thrust and boom. Dear.
The disappointment continues this way. Fat ass of the law I may be, but still, that's pushing it.
Let's use giant vibrator with giant underpants.
Oh god.
This just keeps getting worse and worse.
Right, it's like a giant slingshot.
To receive the ass.
Oh god.
The only living toss.
That's right, Hector. I've got your partner. Do you save the innocent or punish the guilty? What do you do, Hector? Hector, I may be your partner and we've been through so much together, but you can't let him escape. Shoot!
Oh, suits me fine.
Nice knowing you, Lambert.
Oh, God.
Barnsley took some sort of pill. And the vibrator has hit the giant badger like and it exploded.
I guess I'm gonna need a new partner. Sweet holy mother of mayhem, isn't this thing over yet? Wait a minute. You just ingested 10,000 doses of arsenal. So are you not a horrific, ravenous, marauding mutant bastard from Crazy Town?
Simple. I swallowed the antidote. Your partner, on the other hand... Sadly for your partner,
partner, I only ever made one dose of the antidote, and it's currently residing right here.
Not for long. Right, we're not taking any chances this time. Your festival is deserted, your plans are ruined, and the only reason you aren't dead yet is because you're the only man who can save my partner. Now, where can I get more antidote?
You can't. The only cure you'll ever find is currently residing in my tummy. Good luck with that.
Gents, oh keep your eyes on this turd bucket until I can find a way to deal with Lambert. You got that? Close enough. Cream and mushroom pavlova. Silver beet. This isn't working. How else can I make him Eve? Well, those things together, not bloody lightly. There's a bit of that gloop left in the bottle. Never know.
I've picked up the Cauldron of Fod.
Yep.
And I have a funnel.
Ah.
Who's hungry then? All right, Barnsley.
Fodboard, the terrorist scum.
Then I'm coming in after it.
You animal! What was that horrible stuff?
You know, I've been trying to work that out myself all day.
I must imagine happy food.
What, like a steak and kidney milkshake?
Celery,
goose liver, roly-poly.
Muesli.
Pork scratchings on a bed of Marmite rocket.
Wow.
Quinoa! That did it. You're not getting my antidote that easily.
His stomach's stronger than that, Clocksmith. Maybe I'll need to take you to the next level.
Ugh. I have an idea. Put Barnsley on the regurgitator.
Yeah!
All right, Barnsley. You won't cough up the antidote.
Mm-mm.
Ever wonder what a puppy in a dryer feels like? You know, given time, I could probably forgive you for what you did to my partner. To the townspeople, to the 37 cops you shot, to Filthy Rich, to that badger, and I'm sure countless other woodland creatures. But dressing me in an hospital gown and making me look a div in public, that is not on.
You really think of no one but yourself, do you?
Sorry, did you say something? I couldn't hear you over the sound of retching.
There you go.
Well, there he goes. That's it.
That is surprisingly disturbing.
I can see the antidote pill in there. Luckily, still undigested. No time to look for sterilized gloves or forceps or any of that. Just gonna have to go for it. Well, at least I don't have to eat it.
He's still there.
That's it. Get it all up. Nah, he'll be fine till I get back.
Ha ha!
How irresponsible of me not to stop the machine.
He's got his revenge on him now.
Yeah. Now we just gotta find... Oh, there's Lambert.
The day Lambert became a bigger bastard than me, the boys back at the station will never let me live it down.
Ha! Here I go. I got the perfect first thing to say.
Avocado.
Wow.
That didn't work.
I'd offer him something to wash down that food, but he's salivating so much already. Loaded. Now, let's finish this thing. I could use a nap.
Oi, Lambert! Open wide, you mutating son of a...
Shot him in the face with the antidote.
Wow, what a migraine. I don't remember much of what happened.
All you need to know is it's over now. And if it wasn't for me, you'd be dead. So you owe me big time.
Well, thanks, boss.
That, and you ate four people.
Me?
Release me! Someone! Please!
Let's get this moron brought back down to justice.
Release me!
As you wish. Well, that's one more head case off the streets. Plenty more running around loose out there. That's
he released
guaranteed.
Him they don't and call let him fly into the sky.
Capital of Britain for nothing. I was the unwitting accomplice to his twisted plans, and in the end, he met his horrible fate by my hands. Does that make me just as bad as him? If it does, Lambert, you'd better cover that up in your report, which is due on my desk tomorrow.
Oh, I was hoping to take the night off.
Sorry, Lambert. Police work never ends. Not until the admin's done. Now, I've got something for you.
For me? Really?
It's the first place ribbon for the Strictly Come Gurning contest. After you ingested that toxin, I'd never seen such a hideous, mutated freak of nature as you, Lambert. You deserve it.
Oh, thanks. I won something. I'm truly chuffed, Hector.
Come on. If we hurry, we can catch the off-license before it shuts. I'll let you buy me a crate of beer as a little thank you for saving your ugly ass.
Sir Mars says, and again, the pantaloon saved the day.
Indeed.
Barnsley just landed on the ground. Oh, the mutant badger just, I think, has killed him. Because there's blood all over the screen.
Serves him right, too.
Revenge of the badger.
So there you go. Hector, Badge of Carnage.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And with that, I'm going to go eat dinner.
And, yeah, me too, except breakfast.
I'm having lunch.
So tune in next time when we do something else. Maybe I'll come back on later and maybe we'll play Doom 3 or something. Anyone else will be around.
Boy. Yeah, drop me a line. Let me know what you're doing.
All right.
So, I might be around. I'll see.
Catch you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you much.
Goodbye.